Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Per Eriksson, the president and CEO of NetEnt, to talk about his company's long history in international iGaming and why his focus is on real money gaming online. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketer for land-based and online casinos. With a circus mind that's running wild. NetEnt was one of the first corporate entities to get involved in iGaming back in 1996. As in its infancy, the company concentrates on better gaming by emphasizing a cutting-edge platform and entertaining games. Per Eriksson was appointed president and CEO in 2012 and has led the company in a U.S. expansion. The company specializes in quirky storylines in their games and has recently established some impressive rock and roll themed games with Jimi Hendrix, Guns N' Roses, and Motorhead. Eriksson spoke with me from his offices in Stockholm in August. Per Eriksson, thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. It's good to talk to you again. We met in London last year at ICE, and I'm glad we get to follow up here. And speaking of ICE, I remember, you know, when the iGaming segment of ICE was just a tiny little portion. And now, of course, it's about three quarters, but your company was part of that tiny portion right in the beginning. So, you know, you started in the infancy of iGaming. How did you grow with it and evolve over the years? Tell us that.
Yeah, the company was founded in 1996, and the founder, Pontus Lindvall, who's still at the board of directors, he was brought up in a casino family.
Okay.
His father owned a company named Cherry, and they had a big portion of the land-based market in the Nordics. So when internet came, Pontus saw, well, what a fantastic tool this is. Just imagine you can reach out to the whole world. Instead of having a physical casino, you can reach out to everyone, everywhere in the world. So that vision has been part of our success from the very, very start.
Great. Just seeing what was going to happen, and so he really understood, you know, where iGaming was going, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Quite a funny story. It actually, I met Pontus at that time. At that time, I was the general manager for Dell in the Nordics.
Okay.
And he called me up. I didn't know him. He called me up and wanted to buy servers from me. And I met him in my office. And when he presented his vision to me, I thought, wow, this guy really is passionate about this, and he has a vision, and I really believe that he has something here. And if someone said after that meeting, I sold two servers to him, that I would be the CEO of that company 2 years later.
That is pretty much of a coincidence there, but that's a great story.
Yes.
So in the beginning, you know, the regulations surrounding iGaming were either very spare or even non-existent. But you know, NetEnt has always had navigated those waters very skillfully. What did you have to do to make sure that you always stayed on the right side of the regulations in those days?
I think from the very beginning we saw that this is such a big opportunity, so it's important to really try to do it right. Instead of taking any chances, even though that there are a lot of money out there.
Sure.
The best thing is to do it right. As right as you can do it when there's no clear regulation.
Right.
But that is also why we now successfully are getting licenses in the U.S.
Right,
to
yeah.
Our history, that we have done it right from the very beginning.
Yeah, and there's a lot of companies that, you know, that went for that quick money and now are probably regretting it to a certain extent because, you know, they've got a lot of regulatory problems they have to overcome.
Yes. Yeah, and I think we have asked beforehand the regulators in what is the right way to do.
Right.
Instead of just taking a chance and hope it's right. So we have been as cautious as one can be in a market that has not been very clear.
Yes.
But of course, we have also made mistakes, but those are minor. We are always trying to fix them if there is something, because we have nothing to hide.
It's sure. To Absolutely.
Just show what it is. So every time when we have authorities coming in and do audits on us, it's very easy, and they always end up saying that, well, it's so easy to come to that because you have everything under control. So that's something we are really proud of.
Yeah, no question about that. Tell us about your systems. You know, there's been a lot of talk about different systems in this country as you start down the iGaming path, and the NetEnt systems are very well regarded. How can they be used by land-based casinos looking to get into iGaming? Can they start with social casino and then move it up from there?
No, we're not into social, actually, because
okay.
Our platform is not built for social. So we have decided to just be in the playing for wager part. It doesn't mean that we will not go into social,
sure.
But right now that is the strategy we have. And so far it has shown it has been good because it's so easy to try to get as much as possible and fail. It's better to be focused and be best at what you're doing. So what we have a platform that is built for playing for wager, and to that we have our games. But the games that we have taken them into land-based for William Hill, for example.
Sure.
In the UK. So in the betting shops all around the UK, you can get NetEnt games on slot machines there with video terminal. So that's the start for us to getting more into land-based.
Right.
But our main focus is still online.
Right. So I know you've got your games in New Jersey. Have they been successful in New Jersey? A lot of people playing them?
Yes. Very successful. And we're really happy to see that because we heard a lot of people saying, well, these games will not work in the U.S. because the U.S. players are different. But apparently they're not.
Right.
they are more or less the same, like the same type of games as the Europeans. So,
right.
So we're really happy to see that. And also we put a lot of energy into innovation and quality in our games. And this pays off for sure. And especially in the U.S., we are off to a better start than we could dream of. So we're really happy.
Sure, no question about that. Your systems have handled over 21 billion gaming transactions last year. Explain, you know, what you consider a gaming transaction, and does it include payment processing and those kind of things?
One transaction is one spin at a slot machine.
Okay.
But what is happening in our system is that the transaction is made, and then we send that information to the operator saying that you shall now withdraw or pay out this
okay.
amount. So the payment process between the player and the operator, we are not involved in that.
Okay.
More than that, we give the operator the information what they shall pay
okay.
or withdraw from the account.
Okay, great. So we were talking about New Jersey, you know, that's just part of your operation in the U.S. that was launched last year. How is that progressing? What first of all, why did you decide to come into the U.S. at this time, you know, with just three states active in iGaming, and how's it progressing?
Yeah, we were, as pioneers, we were in the U.S. before it was banned in 2006.
Right.
We pulled out immediately at that time point. But at that time point, it was the biggest iGaming market in the world. So,
right.
So the potential is there. And for us, it's natural to, when it starts to open up again, to be part of it and make sure that we do it the right way. And that's also why we pulled out immediately when it was banned. So therefore, it was not hard for us to get through.
Sure.
In New Jersey.
Right.
So for us, we see a huge potential, and we also see that we are very well positioned for success in the U.S.
Okay. And how many jurisdictions are you licensed in the U.S. right now?
So far, we are only in New Jersey.
Okay.
And we have got this transactional waiver, and the full license will not have that until, I would say, 1 to 2 years. It takes a long time.
Right.
But a transactional waiver means that we are allowed to be there. So the other part to get the license is more of a formality.
Sure, right.
And so it's just more or less admin from both sides. So,
okay.
So we're up and running, and we are allowed to be up and running.
Okay. When I was at ICE last year, I was shown your live casino and you know how that works in Europe at this point. Is that how many jurisdictions is that being offered in right now?
Yeah, we are more or less in all the jurisdictions where you are allowed.
Uh-huh.
We're in the UK, we are in Italy.
Okay.
We are in Denmark. And we are in opening up in Spain now as well.
Okay.
But we also have some on the .com space where we take traffic from countries like Sweden, where it's still allowed to do that on the .com,
right,
and so on. So
okay.
So there are quite a few jurisdictions, and we see that we are gaining market share a lot. We have. We're not the biggest there. We're not. We were late into the live casino, but
uh-huh.
We have a product that is unique, and we see that the players like it. So we're gaining a lot of market share in that area. We are thrilled about that. So we just now launched a mobile live casino product.
Uh-huh.
That is something that the market has not seen before, both when it comes to the streaming capacity and quality, but also the way you can play. If you have a smartphone, it's quite small, so it's important that you can see what you're doing,
right,
and what's
yes.
going on.
Yeah.
when you play a roulette, for example. So what you can do, you can play in portrait mode and landscape mode, but you can also zoom in so that you have only the table, or only the dealer, or only the roulette. You can choose what you want to see.
Okay.
But you can also see all three things, but then it's a little bit smaller. But just to make sure that you're not missing anything or any details.
Sure.
So it's a unique product that we just launched, and we're really thrilled about to see where how much success we'll have. This is just early days, and it's too early to say that. We think this will be a groundbreaking product, so we hope that will be the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a popular product now. It's really exploded over the past few years, the live casino. But I think now when you can translate it into mobile effectively, I think it has that much more potential.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, sports betting is the largest segment of online and mobile wagering in the world. Does NetEnt participate in that market?
Yes, No, we're not. We have decided to be in casino only, just
okay.
to make sure that we stay focused and that we are best in class in what we do.
Right.
Even if it's tempting, we've said so far there's so much potential in the casino market, so
right.
it's better to be there only.
Yeah,
there might come a day in the future, but not in the near future.
It sounds like you're very, very focused on the casino market right now, and letting the other segments develop before you get into that.
Yes, and so far it has been the right strategy. Now it continues to be for a long time because it's the iGaming casino market. Only 6% of the total world market, the rest is land-based. So, and we will see a bigger conversion coming now when the millennials are growing up and are getting older and allowed to play. Then we will see even more players in the online casino space.
Right.
So therefore, it's important to be prepared for that when that day comes.
Right. Great.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
You've been very aggressive recently in signing, you know, some impressive branded games like Jimi Hendrix, Guns N' Roses, and other. What's behind that strategy?
Yeah, we think it's a good way of getting new people in and try the casino games.
Right.
With popular brands like this year with Guns N' Roses and Jimi Hendrix, and we'll also have Motorhead later on in September.
Right, yep.
And prior to that, we've had South Park, for example.
Uh-huh.
We've had film titles like Scarface, Alien, and so on.
I see.
So we're trying different type of branded games and see what fits the best, and also for the players to enjoy it. It's great fun. We were so happy when we were able to sign it.
Right.
Titles, because it's very emotional. Most people, they like the bands, and new players are coming into the casino and get used to play, and some others, they try that, and then they try other games as well.
Okay.
So for the operator, this is a good thing.
Sure. So could these possibly be offered in the land-based world, as you mentioned, you know, you're doing with William Hill in the UK by putting your games on their terminals there. Could you do the same thing in the US with these games?
It depends on how our contracts are signed.
Right.
Some of them are for land-based as well, others are not. So
okay.
I can't be more specific than that, but of course it's possible.
Sure, okay. You've got other interesting themes that you've developed in-house. That means you've got at least one design studio. How does that work? Do you have a lot of people working on designing games?
Yes, we're designing most of our games, or all our games, ourselves. There's no one else involved except the NetApp people. But we see that our creativity is so high, and we are pushing ourselves internally. So it is a very successful way of doing it. So for example, when we are creating our own stuff, it's very easy. But also when we are working with, for example, South Park and so on, it's important that we do it the way they want it as well, so that they are happy with it.
Right.
And also with with the Hendrix family when we did Jimi Hendrix, and that they were pleased with the images and the look and feel of the game.
Right.
So people are involved, but we do the development and the creative phase. So we have game studios in Stockholm, Gothenburg, Krakow, in Kiev, and there will be more in the future as well. But
wow.
Right now, those are where we have game studios.
That's a pretty long list there. I'm sure you're getting some interesting things out of those different studios. Do you consider where you're developing a game for now that you're in New Jersey? Are you developing any games specifically for New Jersey or the U.S.?
When we are developing games, we are trying to do games that people like, and we're not trying to do it just for a certain market.
Right.
But of course, some of the games we develop, we say, okay, we assume that this will be more popular in New Jersey than in I don't know where.
Sure, right.
But if you understand what I mean,
it's, yes.
Because when we, for example, entered the UK, many people in the UK said, well, but your content is very Scandinavian, so we don't think it will work here.
Right.
And my reply to that was, it's strange that you say so, because the Italians, they love our games.
Right.
So therefore, and we saw that we had a good success in the UK as well. So it's very easy to say Scandinavian content. We have people from 47 different countries working in NetApp.
Uh-huh.
So we want people from all over the world to be part of NetApp, so that we get influences from everywhere. Because we believe very much in diversity and because that creates so much creativity, and also to have a company culture where you dare to be different,
right,
and dare to try new things.
Right, right, great.
So I think that is part of our success throughout the years, that we are a very diverse company. It's not just a Scandinavian company.
Right, yeah, no question. I was reading your second quarter report, and very, very impressive. You've more than 30% increases in revenue, net profit, and operating margin for the second quarter. What do you attribute that to?
I think it has to do very much with the culture that I mentioned that we have. We have a very open culture where we dare to challenge each other to really push ourselves to become better than we are today, because we see ourselves as the leaders in the iGaming casino industry, and you need to push yourself all the time, otherwise someone will come and be better than you in the future. So we need to see ourselves in a different view so that we can become better in what we do. But of course we are launching new type of games, we are entering new markets, we are opening up new offices, and so on. So we are expanding around the world now, and that gives, of course, a very nice boost on the top line.
Sure.
And we also see scalability in our business model. So the more countries we are in, the more scalable we see the business model. Initially, you have cost when it comes to licensing and so on, but after some time, there's a very nice scale when you create one game and you can distribute it to a lot of markets, not just a few.
Right. Well, speaking of scalability, we might have some in the U.S. We have some potentially interesting legislation in Pennsylvania, New York, and Massachusetts, and even California. Is NetEnt paying attention to that, I'm sure? And are you involved in the lobbying process at all?
We are paying a lot of attention. We are really thrilled in what we see is going on. We really hope that we'll see a domino effect on the East Coast now with Pennsylvania coming in. And as you mentioned, New York and Massachusetts as well. We also see Michigan and California. So with both suppliers and operators to educate politicians and so on. So it's not lobbying, it's more about education and on all the positives around iGaming compared to land-based, for example, where because you can, with iGaming, you can control it in a completely different way because you have all the transactions that are made. You have a log on that.
Right.
So you can't hide, you can't cheat.
Right.
You can be very open here. And for the politicians, that is what they want.
Right, sure.
And also the people that have been involved in this industry in the past, when it comes to money laundering and so on, you can control that so it doesn't happen.
Right.
So we want to show what you can do with iGaming and how good it is to have full control, because when it comes to New Jersey, they know everything about all the leading persons in that event. We have to fill in a lot of forms about ourselves, making sure that we don't have anything in our background that makes us not suitable for this industry. So that screening is made. So a long answer to your question is that yes, we are involved, but we think it's the important. It's not lobbying, saying that this is the best thing you can do. It's more to educate that these are the pros and cons with iGaming.
Sure, no question. Great.
So what we see from other parts of the land-based industry, where they're doing lobbying, saying that this is terrible what's going on with iGaming and scaring the politicians, that's something we want to just stop and try to be as open and clear about what is good and what is bad with it.
Sure.
And educate instead of frighten people.
Right, no question. Well, let's wrap it up with what you where you want to see NetEnt in the next 5 years. Do you want to be a player in both the online and land-based casinos by that time?
I think we will have a bigger part in the land-based industry than we've had so far, because today it's just tiny. But I think we will see more of a geographical expansion from our side, and really hope that we'll see many more U.S. states open up.
Great. Well, Per, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, and congratulations on the growth of the company and your entry into the U.S. We're looking forward to seeing it grow in this country a lot more, and I'll see you at G2E in September.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Thank you for
you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast, and don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week. La 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 la